Sukha Yerushalmi corresponding to Sukha Bavli Daf Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the last line of the page, Rav Omar. Rav Omar, Oifer Shal Tefach Sricha Shetei Meshucha Min HaKoisa, I should say. Rav says that the Tefach wall must be positioned away from the wall. I mean, for example, if the two other walls are positioned in the east and south, the Tefach wall should be positioned in the northwestern corner. Shmuel Amar Afilu Knusa Kamaroyin Oisa Ki Hi Yotze. Shmuel says even if it's positioned close to one of the four walls, we consider it as if it's extending away to the end of the wall. Rav Abba Chinana Bar Shalmei Rav Yomir B'Shem Rav Afilu Knusa Kamaroyin Oisa Ki Ilo Hi Yotze. Rav Abba Rav Chinana Bar Shalmei Rav Yomir, quoting Rav, said the same as Shmuel. Rav Yaakov Acha Amav Yochanan B'Shem Ben Lokish Chad Kadein, Chad Kadein. Yaakov Acha said that Rabbi Yochanan Shimon ben Lokish, of those two, one held the view of one of the two, means one of Rav and Shmuel, and the other one held like the other view. Kahana va'asa aloin va'vakoyme Rav va'adar de Shmuel. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi came before Rav and questioned him about the following, about following the opinion of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rav Shua ben Levi, Rushatayna Sunna b'seich Gimel Tzorachim Kalechayayim. And Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shua ben Levi, says the Tefach rule is valid only if it's positioned within three Tzorachim of one of the other walls, and here we use the concept of Lovud to view the space in between them as if it's closed up, thereby resulting in a four Tefach wall, which is the majority of a regular four wall. Rav Shimon ben Lokish b'shem Rav Yosi ben Chanina, Nanz Dalikanim Ba'al Bezov Yosh Shalkerim Ve'Koshar Gemi Melamalan Matzil Mishampeya. Rishim Melokish, quoting of Yosef Chalina, says that if one inserted four canes into the four corners of a vineyard and tied reeds between them on the top, we view the area inside as a separate field for the laws of Kilayim, which is planting mixed seeds. As the canes with the reeds above them serve as a doorway, and this is effective even if the canes are more than 10 amos apart. And this arrangement is referred to as Peya. Rabbi Yochanan, Kemechitzas Shabbos, Kemechitzas Kilayim. Rabbi Yochanan says the partitions for Kilayim follow the laws of partitions on Shabbos, that the poles must not be more than 10 amas apart. Rabbi Yochanan, Maase, Shahalach, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Etzah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, Lenaginad, Ve'eu Sode Achas, Vitalta, Haisa Nikris, Vayusham, Potsos Yose, Me Eser, Vayanaitel, Aim Vesosim, Vedekronim Vesosim, Achemiatim, Pachis Mesor, Amakaze, Kain, Machitz Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said that there was a story of Rishu ben Levi, who went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui in Neginad, and Rabbi Yochanan showed him a field that was referred to as a Betalta. There were breaches in the fence wider than 10 Amos, and he had taken wood and poles and put them in between in order to narrow the breaches to less than 10, thereby allowing him to plant other seeds behind it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui said that this would be a valid partition for Shabbos. And this story would be disagreeing with the ruling of Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, who just before quoted Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Moedir Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Le'inin Shabbos, She'in Apeh, Matzeles, Yose, Me'ese. Rabbi Zeira says that Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish agrees, in the laws of Shabbos, it would not help if the poles are more than 10 amos apart. Amar Chagai, Masnisa, Amar Kain, Makifin, Shloisha, Chavolim, Ze, Lemana, Mizeh. And Rav Chaya brings the support from a Mishnah that for Shabbos one may enclose an area with three ropes, one above the other, if they're within three trochim of each other. Im oimer at shapeya matzeles yosim me'efer dayu chevel achas. If you would say that it helps even if the poles are more than 10 amos apart in the case of the peya, using just one rope on top would suffice, as it would create a doorway. Rabbi Yoina Abba Rehoshia Boy, Hadar Peya Ma At Amrith Milamanon Minasad. Rabbi Yoina, quoting Rehoshia, said that where does one string up the reeds? Above the poles or between the poles near the top? In Tema Milamanon Kojigim Minasad. In Tema Minasad, Halama Milamanon Noi. If you say that it's above the poles, then certainly it would be effective if put between them. If you say that it's between them, the poles, then above them would not work. In Tema Milamanon Yeus Omar of Chagai. If you say that it's above the poles, then Rav Chagai is fine, as our Mishnah shows that Peya cannot act as a partition on Shabbos. In Tema Min Asad, Le'am Rav Chagai Klum. If you say that it's between the poles, Rav Chagai is incorrect. There's no longer proof from the Mishnah. In that case, since he tied the rope on the sides, there's no Tzuras HaPesach, there's no doorway. So the Gemara, we had a couple of words in the Gersa here, Mimonoshach. The Gemara rejects that and says, either way, Rav Chagai is correct. Rav Chagai's Mishnah discusses three ropes, one above, one below, one in the middle. If you say positioning the reed between the poles is valid, why would the Mishnah require the top and bottom ropes? If you say it must be on top, why would the Mishnah require the middle and bottom ropes? Rabbanon de Kisoren b'shem Rav Yirmiya depata b'asuyin k'min dekorim. Rabbanon of Kisoren answered in the name of Rav Yirmiya, Peah is effective for kilayim when the poles are filed to come to a point at the top. Therefore, the reed can only be tied on the side but not on top, so three ropes are required in order to create a partition using the laws of Lavud. Rabbanon de Chaifa b'shem Rav Shim ben Lakish l'goyva afilu ad mea ama. Rabbanon of Chaifa, quoting Rav Shim ben Lakish, said that Peah is valid even if the poles and reed are 100 amas tall. Amav Yudan hadadat amar le'inyan kilayim. Aval le'inyan Shabbos, I should say, loitei peah gevoya min hakoira. Rav Yudin says that this is only true for a partition for kilayim, but for partition for Shabbos, the peah, which means the poles and the reeds, should not be higher than the maximum permitted height of a beam across the entrance to a mavoi, meaning 20 amos. And Rav Yosi, he kilayim, he Shabbos. Rav Yosi says in this law, kilayim and Shabbos are the same, even for Shabbos, peah will be effective as high as 100 amos. According to Rabbi Yosi on Shabbos, why is Peah different to a beam across a Movi that can be only as high as 20 amos? The answer is the beam is effective on just one side, but Peah is only effective when it surrounds on all four sides. Therefore, since they are considered four walls, they may even be very tall, like regular walls. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav Hamnuna, who said that Peah is only effective when it surrounds on all four sides. Rabbi Abba bar Mammal said that one may not carry underneath town to plios, which is beams that protrude from large buildings that stand upon the four large columns at the entrance to the building, as they are the end of the roofing, which cannot be effective as peah. Amr Pinchas, Asa Uvda Kami Rabbi Yomya, Ba'arba Mudim, Ba'aleim Arba, Pistalios, Vehite, the Taltal Tachteyen, Mishim Peah. Rabbi Pinchas says that a story came before Rabbi Yomya where four beams were resting on four columns, and Rabbi Pinchas permitted them to carry underneath them because of Peah.